I can walk like you with two legs. I can see and recognize objects with my two camera eyes. I can track objects and grasp them with my hand. And most of all, I can play a game of soccer.
Meet Charlie, the cognitive humanoid autonomous robot with learning intelligence. The 1.4-meter-tall robot of shiny black metal and white plastic can stretch his arms, walk, talk, and play soccer. Charlie, the nation's first full-sized autonomous walking humanoid robot, was developed over the past year and a half at Virginia Tech's Robotics and Mechanisms Laboratory. A team of students designed and built it for just $20,000. Dennis Hong, who heads Romella, as the lab is known, says that's unheard of in the world of robotics.
Because you only had a very, very small amount of seed money, $20,000, we had to be really creative. How can you create a full-size autonomous humanoid robot in such a short period of time with such a small amount of money? So instead of using the quote-unquote conventional methods, we had to be innovative and come up with different types of solutions.
So although Charlie's circuit boards and some of the power boards are custom designed, the robot is made up of mostly off-the-shelf parts.
Most of the shoulder motors, these are, you can buy from, you know, on the internet, these are standard servo motors.
Taylor Pesek, a junior engineering student from Ohio, helped develop and manufacture white covers for Charlie's torso and arms to make him look more human and also to protect the electronics underneath.
Right now we're using vacuum form plastic. It makes it very easy to manufacture. It's relatively impact resistant. The thicker material that we're using right now is also helps resist cracking and abrasion.
The leg mechanism is the key to Charlie's success. Hong explains they're not just joints connecting links in a chain like the typical robot configuration.
We call these a four-bar mechanism, and we use some ingenious mechanical solutions like cables and pulleys and springs to balance the weight.
Charlie can walk frontwards, backwards, and side to side, and vary the length of its stride. But it can only walk on a hard, flat surface. Romella is developing a heavier version, Charlie H, that will be able to handle various surfaces. Hong has his eye on RoboCop, an international competition in 2050, pitting full-sized autonomous robots against the World Cup soccer champions. But he expects more from Charlie than a win on the soccer field.
The ultimate goal of our Charlie project is to make a full-size, fully autonomous human robot that can eventually help people, help the society.
The team is focusing its research on what is known as the 3Ds, dull, dirty, and dangerous jobs.
So those are the areas that we want to send robots instead of humans. Like in a nuclear reactor, we need to clean up all the nuclear waste. We send in robots. In the war zone, there's roadside bombs, very dangerous. They send in the robots to do the work. In a factory, you know, repetitive tasks. Humans, we don't want to do that, so we send in the robots.
Hong includes two more Ds, distance and difficult.
So difficult means that nowadays robots are smart enough so they can actually do skillful work. And distance meaning that robot, like for example, in a far, far place like Mars, because it's so far away, you cannot really remote control in real time because the signal, the time to reach and go come back is too far away.
December is a big month for Romella. They'll begin work on a project using robots to fight fires on naval ships. Another grant will allow Hong and his team to put the instructions for building another one of their robots online.
You can download instructions. You can build your own if you want to. All the software is there. You can download it, reprogram, upload, improve it.
The Build Your Own Robot program is called Darwin OP, Dynamic Anthropomorphic Robot with Intelligence Open Platform. It will make its debut, along with the legs and feet of the next generation of Charlie, at the International Humanoid Robotics Conference in Nashville, Tennessee, December 8th. For VOA News Now, I'm Beverly Amsler in Roanoke, Virginia.